You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSY, our weekly conversation with Sarah Rigg, project manager for On the Ground IPSY, here to talk about one of her online stories this week. Welcome, Sarah, and tell us about this magazine you wrote about this week.
So this week I wrote about You Magazine, a new fine arts magazine that just started up in 2020. They've got one issue out, are looking forward to the second one. They are featuring art, not just from around the U.S., but from around the world. And I brought with us Editor-in-Chief Christian Usera.
Hi, Christian. Welcome.
Hello, folks.
So it's You Magazine, just the letter U, right? And is that for your last name, or what does that mm-hmm. U represent?
That actually has a couple different starting points. One is, yes, obviously my last name's Usera, and it's spelled with a U. But also, it was heavily influenced by another publication called I Want You Magazine, which was founded by Christian Peterson out of Washington State. He also owns a small independent media company called I Want You Studios. And I took part in his magazine in 2010. The layout and kind of the format was a little different for his publication, but I did a series of paintings for him. And one was featured in his magazine, and then they had a link in the bottom to a digital platform. So we kind of mirrored our magazine a little bit in that vein. And so that the magazine title was I Want You Magazine, and this is just You Magazine. And then lastly, it's sort of a hat tip to YOU. So it's the idea of you as a person. Not just in terms of artwork, but in terms of artwork, in terms of ethnicity, in terms of religion, in terms of viewpoint, in terms of political ideology. It's You Magazine. It's sort of trying to represent everybody.
So you are an artist, and you have an interesting background. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'd say so. I'm originally from Northern Virginia, right outside of Washington, D.C. That's where I graduated high school. I attended NYU in English. I was a protege of a famous Caribbean poet called Kamau Brathwaite. I studied under him. I assisted with classwork. And after graduation, I also took part in a couple different events, including Marasa 10, which was an event celebrating Caribbean and Black artists and poets, videographers, all that good stuff. As I kind of took his class, I think I really upped the amount of drawing and painting I did, because he very much encouraged me to sort of pursue my passion and to really, make it my own. I mean, so from my sort of art aesthetic is very heavily influenced by, by my Puerto Rican background in terms of color scheme, his aesthetics, all that good stuff. And, I really have him, I owe him a lot of debt in terms of pushing me into the career I'm in now.
What will we see if we look at You Magazine?
If you were to look at You Magazine, you would see obviously the large logo You Magazine, and then below it, it would say the colors of you. And it says it all in different languages. So we have it in English, Mandarin, French, Georgian, Spanish, Hebrew, and I believe Arabic, it says on the top there. So, and then on the inside jacket, you'll see artist photos, their bios, a short letter from myself explaining the purpose of the magazine, and then you'll just see a series of three pieces from each artist and a link for their digital gallery on our platform. So what we've done essentially is created a digital platform that people can go to, look at the artist's work, look at their website, and basically we're trying to drive more traffic to artists' websites so that they can improve themselves and so that they can get a little more eyeballs on their work, I guess. But we're really hopeful that we can, you know, move forward with this, market it properly, and that we can have folks take a look at their work, which is really, really, I think, something special. It's also, I guess, an important thing to note that U Magazine reserves about 60% of its pages for either artists of color or artists of marginalized background.
To remind everyone listening that this is a story based about the Ypsilanti area.
Yes. I was originally, like I said, I've been in Ypsilanti for about 5 years. What I really love about the community is the fact that we have many small businesses here. I myself, obviously, am included in the grouping in terms of that, being an Ypsilanti native. I love the fact that there are so many small businesses here, and people really do patronize them. You know, they really do put their dollars behind small businesses and behind independent businesses. So I think that, you know, for me, has a real connection for the area. I think it was good in terms of the response I got from people in the area, from, you know, friends and from strangers even, that have, you know, that have participated, that have commented on it, that have, you know, wanted to learn more about it. You know, so that's been really, you know, a really important thing for me as well.
And back to you, Sarah. Why did you think this would be a good story to share with the local community?
So it's only local in that our editor-in-chief, Christian, here is from Ypsilanti, but I think it's the sort of story that would appeal to Ypsilanti, which is full of, you know, independent creative-type people. So it seemed like it would be a good fit for our audience. And I hope that they will follow some of the links in the story and look at the art that Christian has assembled, because it's a really eclectic set of art. And I really appreciate what he's doing here.
Kristen Ucera, editor-in-chief of U Magazine in the Ypsilanti area. Sarah Rigg from On the Ground Ipsy, thank you both for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you very much to both of you. I really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa.